Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your project won't fail with a bang. It will fail with a whisper. What warning signs are you hiding behind your all green dashboard right now? Are you brave enough to confront the silence before it becomes chaos? You mind if I share a short story with you? I want to tell you about the perfect project that I inherited. See, the dashboard was so flawless with nothing but green running across the dashboard. Matter of fact, the steering committee made a comment like, this project right here that you're getting, this project was ran extremely well. It made it look like the project manager before me was leading it was a hero on track for legendary status and success. See, but one thing about perfection, it is very fragile. The first crack appeared when our CIO pulled me aside after a meeting. He said, I just saw your top engineers huddled around the coffee machine. They look really exhausted. And they were whispering something about scope roulette. And then he positioned his body in a way that he looked me directly eye to eye and asked, Edward, are we really green? I responded, I don't have enough information to answer that accurately, but I will have an answer within 2 hours. That one question alone, it changed everything. Therefore, I scrapped the formal status update. I walked onto the floor, gathered the team, and I asked them, forget the report. Tell me the truth. Nothing but the truth. Okay, wait a minute. I'm having a movie flashback right quick, family. You know the movie where you can't handle the truth. Okay, I digress. I'm sorry. Okay, back to the story. When I tell you the truth came out, the truth came pouring out. There were working nights, cutting corners, holding the code together with digital duct tape, all just to keep those lights green for the executives. The project wasn't perfect. It was a watermelon, pristine and green on the outside, but frantic and bright red with panic underneath. It taught me the most critical lesson of my career. The loudest warning on a project are almost always completely silent. Part number one. The watermelon project, green on the outside, red on the inside. See, dashboards flash green, yet hallways whispers say otherwise. Status is sanitized to avoid tough conversations until rescue is impossible. This is important, family, because see, leadership decisions are based around the funding, the staffing, the client commitments, depend on all nothing but the truth. Status. A watermelon project undermines credibility across the entire portfolio. I want you to experiment with these actual tips. Request demonstrations, not documents. Again, request demonstrations, not just documents. Your mantra should be, show me, don't tell me. Require live demos if it's working software related, sort of like anything that's linked to a user story or any tangible evidence of progress. Next point, no slides review. What does that mean? That basically means we're going to host bi-weekly no slide reviews. Teams speak to the actual thing that is going on, meaning the raw data that is actually occurring. The last and final one, defect avoidance. Celebrate early escalations by tracking defects avoided, not just defects fixed. Point number two, too many communication channels. There's Slack. There's the team. Then you got email. You got offline discussions. You got the Zoom chat. I had to just take a break just even thinking about that. And they're all over the place, everywhere, and actually nowhere. Critical information gets buried. This is important, family, that we have to understand missed updates equal rework and frustration. More or less, cognizant overload can also help make the simplest task feel heavy. Experiment with these actual tips. Publish a communication charter. Create a simple one-page document, and it must explicitly state all formal decisions will be documented in whatever you're agreed upon location. The next one, urgent blockers are raised and documented in whatever the agreed location is. Technical questions are asked here. An informal chat happens here. All right, next point. Actively and publicly redirect traffic. When decision-making conversation starts in a channel, you must, as a project manager, intervene. This is a crucial decision and is critical as well because of the fact you are moving the conversation to an official decision log, and we will need to summarize the outcome from there. The last and final point, implement the summarize and centralize rule. Any decision made in whatever channel, like a video call or DM, does not officially exist until it has been summarized and posted in the designated source of truth location by the meeting order. We talked about that in creating a charter where we are putting any formal decisions in agreed to place, any urgent blockers in an agreed to place, technical questions in an agreed place, as well as informal chat. This is important, family, because this way it is easy to be able to go back and reference. Point number three, the leader's intuition. Your intuition is the sum of experience, any type of pattern recognition, and any faith signals otherwise missed. It's valuable, but if you never validate it, you risk steering the project on hunches alone. Why is this important? Ignoring your intuition is professional negligence. Unchecked intuition can shortcut facts and alienate data-driven teammates, leading to misinformed decisions that ripple through your triple constraints. We know them: scope, cost, time, and quality, as well as have a huge impact to your morale. Experiment with these actual tips. Turn your intuition into a hypothesis and test it. My intuition says component X is behind schedule. Then seek two independent sources to confirm or deny it. Basically meaning, hey, am I right about this? Or if I'm wrong, no problem. Next one. Do one-on-one project team check-ins. Ask open-ended, non-leading questions like, what's the most frustrating part of your work right now? Or what's one thing that could make this project fail? The last and final one, trust, but you must verify. Pick one area of the project that feels too good to be true and announce you're doing a random deep dive audit. The act of looking is often enough to make the hidden problems surface. Your intuition will tell you you were in the right light and that you're moving in the right direction. Point number four, the breakdown of psychological safety. When people feel being ridiculed or retaliation, they go quiet. Problems stay underground until they explode on the critical path. Why is this important? Teams without safety under report risk over-reporting progress and stop innovating exactly when you need candor the most. Experiment with these actionable tips. Model failability. What is failability? Be the first one to admit or fault or uncertainty. Start a meeting by saying, here's the mistake I've made this week. And let me tell you what I learned. I'm not an expert here. I need the team to poke holes at this plan. See, your vulnerability, it gives others permission to be transparent. Next one, separate the person from the process. When a mistake happens, your immediate public line of inquiry must be, how did our processes allow this to happen? Not, who did this? See, when you conduct blameless postmortems focused on systematic improvements and not individual blames, you truly set your team up for success. And the last and final one, I call this assign the challenger role. Their job is to really challenge the plan. This normalizes as value to create constructive conflict, forcing the team to defend its decisions with data as well as logic. Point number five, unquestioned hard deadline. The project team, despite knowing the deadline is unrealistic or even impossible, remains silent and does not provide a data-driven challenge or discussion around trade-off. Why is this important? Treating every deadline as immovable drives, unsustainable over time, and shortcuts on quality, it will start eroding your credibility, which eventually dates will always slip. So experiment with these actionable tips. Reframe the conversations to trade-offs. Never say no. You should respond with, yes, we can hit that date. To do so requires making these decisions. Immediately present leadership with 2 to 3 viable options. Here, I'll give you 2 just as an example. Option A, we can hit the date with 60% of the scope. Option B, we can hit the date and scope, but it requires 2 additional senior engineers and we need them to start on Monday. All right, next point. Present a probabilistic forecast. Present data-driven forecast based on your analysis. There's a 20% probability of actually hitting this date. To increase it to 80%, we need to address these 3 key variables. And family, be ready to articulate those variables, whatever they are, because you will be asked on them. And the last and final one, you know, family, you know, on this last point, you know, this is always going to show up. Document and publicize assumptions. Formally accept the deadline, but immediately, and I mean immediately, follow up with a documented list of the critical assumptions that must hold true. Here's an example. We are proceeding with this target. This assumes 0 resource turnover, all stakeholder decisions are made within 24 hours, and that risk, whatever those risks are, do not materialize. Point number 6, the silent burnout. High performers rarely wave a white flag. They just grind until one day they're either gone or disengaged. What we call today is quiet quitting. The project may still ship, but tribal knowledge walks out the door. Why is this important? Because turnover calls more than delay. Institutional memory, clients report, and momentum can just vanish just like this overnight. Experiment with these actionable tips. Monitor leading indicators. Don't wait for productivity to drop or any type of lagging indicator. Monitor leading indicators of engagement. Is this person no longer speaking up with ideals? Have they stopped participating in formal team chat? And are they constantly the last one to log off at night? Next point. Be the guardian of capacity. As the leader, you must proactively protect your team. This means visibly pushing back on non-essential scope. Your job is to manage the workload, not just observe it. Next one, have the non-agenda check-ins. Schedule a one-on-one with individuals with no project agenda. Start the conversation with an observant type questions. For instance, I've noticed you've been quieter in meetings lately. How are things going? Then simply listen. The goal is not to solve their problem in that moment, but to show that you see them and you care. Point number 7, unchallenged risk register. A living risk register is gold until it becomes like wallpaper. And no updates or probabilities or triggers, it turns into an optimistic fiction. The silence indicates a profound cultural shift from a proactive to a reactive mindset. Why is this important? Stale risks make stakeholders believe a false sense of security. Surprises feel bigger because they were not even on the radar. Experiment with these actionable tips. Embed risk in a weekly cadence. Make a review of the top 5 risks the first point on the agenda item every single meeting weekly. For each risk, the owner must state 2 things when you ask them this question. What has changed in the last week? And the next question is, what action did we take? Next one. Quantify risk in terms of time and money. See, a vague risk is an ignored risk. Translate risk into a language of business. Instead of saying vendor delay, write risk of 3 weeks schedule slip, $50K cost overrun due to a vendor supply chain issue. Next one, reward proactive identification. When a team member identifies a new valid risk, praise them publicly. Frame risk identification as a sign of seniority and professional foresight. This turns the perception from a chore into a high value contribution. Point number 8, cross-functional ownership. Projects cut across silos, but accountability often stays siloed. Tasks end up in a no man's land when handoffs span departments. The sending team believes its job is finished, and the receiving team is either not ready, not aware, or most important, does not even accept the quality of the incoming work. It's a classic of, you know what, that's not my problems type standoff. Why is this important? This dysfunction creates silent, invisible delays that are incredibly difficult to diagnose from a standard report. It erodes trust between teams and fosters a culture of blame. The project velocity is secretly being throttled, and you're burning time and money while teams are doing this, you know, pointing finger at each other. Experiment with these actionable tips. Define an exit and sending criteria. This defines the exit criteria from sending the information to a team and the entry criteria for the receiving team. Next point, mandate the warm handover. Prohibit a team from marking a task done until they have conducted a formal handover meeting with the receiving team. This is a real-time meeting to walk through the deliverables, answer questions, and ensure receiving team formally accepts ownership. And the last and final one here is appoint an integration manager on complex projects. Make it your explicit role or assign it to a senior lead to manage the silence between the teams. This person's sole job is to ensure a smooth integration and that ownership is never, ever dropped. Family, if you've made it this far, I appreciate it. I want you to understand something that's very important. Silence isn't safety. It's a signal. We've explored the anatomy of project failure. And here's the truth. Projects don't implode. They erode quietly. That silence you hear, it's not calm. It's a risk hiding in plain sight. As I close here today, I challenge you to confront these three silent choices that quietly sabotage your projects and transform them into deliberate acts of leadership. Well, number one, we choose conflict over comfort. Politeness and the cost of progress isn't kindness. It's being neglected. Action. Build a culture where respectful challenges is expected, not avoided. Next point. We choose clarity over convenience because navigating between six channels isn't communication. It's pure chaos. Here's some action for you. Establish boundaries. Be the voice of discipline. Protect your team from noise with a single source of truth. And the last and final one, we choose reality over hope because grinding your team into a burnout isn't commitment. It is leadership failure. Here's action for you. Say no. Protect capacity. Lead by what's real, not what looks good on paper. Silence doesn't kill projects. A failure to confront it does. So confront it, name it, and lead through it. I go by the name AED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.